Hello! Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little Lanya for you too. And today we're talking bulletin board revenge. Now you'd think that a team full of professional football players in the National Football League would derive most of their game day motivation from being paid big money for doing a job that they love to do. And if your favorite NFL team made the playoffs and now has a chance to earn a Super Bowl ring, you would think there'd already be plenty of motivation for those professional football players to give their all in any particular game. In some cases, apparently not. Just last week, a Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, who had already made a few enemies around the league with his on-field antics earlier this season, made a remark to a media outlet about the team's first-round playoff opponent, the Cleveland Browns. Juju Smith-Schuster was asked if he felt any additional motivation with the Steelers hosting a longtime division rival Cleveland on Sunday night. He said, "Nah, I think they're still the same Browns that I've played every year. They're nameless, gray faces. They have a couple of good players on their team, but at the end of the day, the Browns are the Browns." Now, translated, that means that everyone knows that the Browns are perpetual losers. This year will be no different, according to Juju Smith-Schuster. Well, statistically speaking, the wide receiver was simply pointing out that the Browns have been historically bad. Sunday's playoff game with Pittsburgh was their first time to make the NFL playoffs in the last 18 seasons. Now, if you play for the Cleveland Browns, the "Browns are the Browns" comment was considered an insult coming from an AFC divisional foe located just 132 miles away from you. And that motivation worked. Cleveland came into Pittsburgh last Sunday night, jumped to a 28-0 first quarter lead, and then hung on for a 48-37 win over the Steelers on Sunday night. In Nashville, Tennessee, the Tennessee Titans hosted a playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens last weekend. Toward the end of the football game, Baltimore intercepted a pass. After the play had ended, a group of Ravens players then raced to the midfield Titans logo and started jumping up and down and stomping on it. The Ravens would win the game 20-13 and advanced to round two of the playoffs this weekend at Buffalo. Well, what was that all about? This odd behavior appeared to be a form of payback from a November game in Baltimore when the Tennessee players got into a shouting match before the game with the home field Ravens players. Ooh. Apparently, the Baltimore Ravens needed a little extra motivation for this playoff game, and they used that November contest as a stimulus. Now, if this all sounds kind of juvenile to you, you're right. But sadly, it seems to be working for some NFL teams, like number three. In Seattle, the Seahawks hosted their NFC West rival, Los Angeles Rams, on Saturday. Now, the two teams had already played twice during the regular season. And in their Week 16 matchup in December, Seattle won that game and clinched a home field game for the opening round of playoffs. After that game, Seattle and former LSU defensive back Jamal Adams broke out a victory cigar in the media room and enjoyed the moment. Teammate A.J. McCord added, "I hope you all have a wonderful day because, you know, we're the champions." Well, that post-game celebration became motivation for the Los Angeles Rams after the two teams were matched up again for the third time in the playoffs on Saturday. The Rams had to visit Seattle and ended up winning the game and ending the Seahawks season 30-20. And afterwards, Rams quarterback Jared Goff admitted that Seattle's post-game celebrating a month earlier served as extra motivation for this game. He said, "2 weeks ago, you saw them smoking cigars and getting all excited about beating us and winning the division, and we're able to come up here and beat them in their own place. It feels good." Well, once again, an NFL team felt like they needed additional motivation to play their best. Silly, isn't it? Though these three stories may seem unusual, the NFL and other sports teams have used sources of so-called bulletin board material for decades. The late Buffalo Bills head coach Marv Levy was famous for telling his teams, "Praise your opponent, and don't you be the bulletin board for someone else's team." Unfortunately for Buffalo, one of Levy's own assistant coaches failed to listen to the wisdom of their head coach prior to Buffalo's Super Bowl XXVI game against Washington at the NFC in January 1992. Buffalo defensive line coach Chuck Dickerson disparaged Washington's famed Hogs offensive line the week before the game. Yes, you heard me right, Hogs. Offensive tackle Joe Jacoby was a Neanderthal who slobbers a lot, according to Buffalo's defensive coach. Lineman Jim Lachey was a ballerina in a 310-pound body. And center Jeff Bostic was ugly like the rest of them. As you can guess by now, the Washington Hogs offensive line used those comments for additional motivation as they downed the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl 37-24. Now, words may be used to motivate your own team as well. Back in January 1969, New York Jets quarterback Broadway Joe Namath famously predicted that his 18-point underdog AFL team was going to beat the NFL's Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl number 3. At an event held earlier that week in Super Bowl host city Miami, Joe Namath, who attended the function to receive an award, was attacked by a heckler who yelled out, "The Colts are gonna kick your..." Well, you know. The former Alabama quarterback calmly responded, "Hey, I got news for you. We're gonna win Sunday. I guarantee you." The football world was shocked at Namath's brash prediction. The most surprised person may have been Namath's own head coach. The legendary Weeb Eubank lamented that his brash young quarterback had just doomed his underdog squad. "Oh, they're going to put that up in the locker room wall, and those Colts are going to want to kill us," he said. Well, fortunately for Joe Namath, his coach, the team, and millions of their fans, the New York Jets did pull off one of the greatest upsets in professional football history by winning the game 16-7. As the NFL playoffs now advance, be on the alert this next few weeks for even more motivational stories. Teams will be combing the news for some type of verbal or written or even perceived slight in an effort to get their team a little extra octane in their tanks for the upcoming game. Regardless of whether a pro football player is making $40 million this year or the measly NFL minimum salary of just $610,000, both teams will continue to search the bottom of the barrel in an effort to gain a motivational edge in this year's playoffs. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.